Hola todos. Thank y'all so much for listening to another episode of EC Convos. This is the place to have cool conversations with cool people. Of course, my name is Eric and I am your host, and I truly appreciate it, y'all, for listening in. I really do. Whether you're listening to this on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, it doesn't matter. That small thing that you're doing by simply listening, it does help so much, y'all. And also, don't forget to comment and subscribe too, because that helps keep the lights on and everything too. If you're feeling like you're in a giving mood, leave me a tip as well. The link is in the bottom of the show notes. So anyway, do you want to know the reason why I created EC Convos? It's actually really simple, because I wanted to speak to people who had a story to tell, whether it be a traumatic one or a funny one. It could be happy or sad. It could be motivational or whatever. The beautiful but crazy thing about telling stories is that not everyone has the ability to do it well. And I'll be honest and say that sometimes when I'm trying to tell a story, I can get really long-winded. So much so that I've been told once or twice or 100 times that I don't know how to land the plane correctly. Believe it or not, I am practicing that now, trying to be more concise with my storytelling and my podcasting, because I just feel like I need to do that. But there are some people who are just really, really good at captivating the audience with their words and making them hang on to those words too. Such is the case with my next guest, JoJo Campbell. She is the creator and host of the No Hard Feelings Kinda podcast. She is such a vibrant ball of energy, y'all, with a lot to say about everything. Her podcast is actually really dope, too. Her stories are, I like to call them experiences. They can be funny and witty and sometimes traumatic, but she is able to find the funny in things, which is a lost art nowadays, given the seriousness of society now. Look, I understand. We're all going through something right now, and I get it. Not everyone can be taken as a joke, or not everything, I should say, can be taken as a joke. But how boring is that to be on edge all the time? Yo, I'm not saying that we should find the funny in things, but it wouldn't hurt to try to find the funny in things. JoJo has, and it is an absolute joy. Yo, I'm laughing about it now, but you have got to hear the story about the fight that she had with a certain stinky animal. It's wild. It's crazy. But as I always say, don't take my word for it. Take a listen and enjoy this really amazing conversation with JoJo Campbell. Well, off and on, I've been doing podcasting for well over, it's probably around over 10 years now. Almost 9 years. Almost 9 years. Because it'll be, no, this is 2026, right? Yeah, so yeah, 10 years. I've been doing podcasting for 10 years off and on. Prior to that, I would do podcasting off and on and everything, because I've always loved the idea of podcasting. And so My very first podcast I did was back in 2016, and it was a narrative podcast, like a storytelling podcast. Or not storytelling, but more of like an audio drama.
Okay.
And it was well received. And I said, okay, cool. I kind of like the idea of doing this, which is audio only format, bringing it back to the old school, like with radios and stuff like that, listening to all that craziness and whatnot. And then I eventually gravitated over more towards motivational podcasts, conversational things and stuff like that. More interviews with my friends and stuff like that, because I have friends that are into all types of different things. And so I started interviewing them, and then it morphed into something just completely motivation only and stuff like that. And then I tried to dabble my hand in a little comedy. Yeah, that didn't fare too well. So I focused more on, you know, just kind of going back to the old school. And then I started helping other people, because by that time I had gotten so well versed in podcasting, I started helping other people create their own. So I became more of a producer. And then this particular iteration, which is EC Convos, initially it was going to be a podcast with just my friends. And we're going to kind of rotate maybe like 7 or 8 people, rotate them and just talk about random stuff. But then I woke up one day and I said, you know, I want to talk to more people. And that's what happened. And so that's when I made that post on the Facebook group, like an open call, open casting call for people to come in and stuff like that. And so I said, you know, let me just do that because I like the idea of talking to people. I've always loved the idea of talking to people. And so when I started to do that, I started to open it up to more people. I began to realize that, man, so many people have stories to tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can be happy stories. It could be tragic stories. It could be traumatic, whatever. But at the end of the day, every single person has a story to tell. And that's the reason why I changed this. I kind of altered this podcast more to my tagline is cool conversations with cool people. Because these are, you know, these are people I typically wouldn't even talk to on a on a daily basis because I wouldn't know them. You know, I typically stay in house with like with my circle of friends and you know the people around me or whatever. But these are people all over the world that I've spoken to, and they have fascinating stories. You know what I mean? So, long story. That's the long story of it all. Is that I did this one simply because I needed to be able to get out and talk to more people and just touch more hands and stuff like that and just give people an outlet to tell their story. So, which is why you're on EC Convos right now, JoJo. So is it okay if I call you JoJo or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's what everybody calls me.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining today. I know we've been talking for almost five minutes now. But thank you for letting me ramble and get that out. I appreciate it. But this is about you though, because I want to know more about you because I went to your website and I must say, you are absolutely hilarious. Some of the stuff,
thank you.
The way you tell stories, yo, it's so amazing. But I don't want to get ahead of myself because I want the people to understand who you are. So thank you, JoJo. I really appreciate you for joining us today on EC Convos. And please let us know who you are and everything.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here. And so basically, I guess long story short, I host a podcast called No Hard Feelings, kinda. And
which is a great name, by the way. It's a great name, by the way.
Purely, like, selfishly. So... And this is what I always tell, you know, whenever I have guests that I'm talking to about, you know, that they want to be on the show, I always kind of tell them a little bit about, you know, how the podcast sort of came to be. And really what happened is in my like early to mid 30s, I, you know, just living my life and you know, I'm a single mom and but things were going what I thought were going good. And then out of nowhere, it felt like I just got smacked in the face or I face planted into this deep, dark dungeon of depression. Mm. And I mean, I didn't even know depression could get that dark and that ugly. And it wasn't like a little phase. It actually lasted for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Yeah. So it was intense. It was really, really intense. And, you know, looking back now, I can see why it happened and the things that led up to it. My best friend of 20 years, she very suddenly died. She was just at work one day and had a heart attack and she died. And that, among other things, but that I think was maybe the tipping point for me.
Right.
Where my depression just really spiraled out of control. And, but eventually, and I really don't even know why, but eventually I just started to claw my way out. And I say that because it was not cute.
Right. It never really is cute, right?
Cinematic, you know, right. Not like it is in the movies at all.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it was a very ugly experience, but as I was like coming out of it, something that I kept thinking about a lot is how, you know, we know as a society that depression is just rampant, right? Everybody deals with it at some point.
Right.
But if we know that, then how come when we're going through it, we still feel completely alone? Like, no one will understand. We can't talk to anybody. That's how we feel. So I really started to think about that, like, from a just a different lens. And I realized something, that when you have a support system in your life, whether it be your friends, your family, or maybe both, but those are your quote-unquote everyday people, the people that you care the most about, they care the most about you. You might not necessarily want to tell your everyday people all the dark and twisty things you've been thinking about.
Right.
You
right.
know, for whatever reason. And that's okay. But then, you know, it's like, okay, well, I know these people are out there. So where are they? I need to find them, because, you know, I want to talk to somebody that understands. And I went looking, and I just kind of could not find a place or a community of people that, you know, were going through this. So eventually I just thought, well, I'll create the thing I need.
Yep.
And that's yep. how the podcast got started.
Well, one of the amazing things, well, first of all, I am so happy you were able to recognize there is some level of depression, you know, a severe depression that you were going through, and you were looking for people to try and help you get out of it. But, you know, unfortunately, there wasn't really a lot of people that can, I would say, kind of resonate with what you were going through. Is that safe to say? Okay. So, but you were able to recognize it and figure out a way, instead of allowing it to continue to consume you, you were able to figure out a way to get yourself out of it. And I don't even know if you're completely away from it now, but you decided to take some steps in order for you to be able to get past that feeling. And let me also say this as well. My heart goes out to you, because that's your friend. You know, my heart goes out to that, because for someone to just die unexpectedly like that, it can definitely be a traumatic experience, especially somebody who's really close to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my heart goes out to you. My condolences to you.
Thank you. For that.
But I do believe in the midst of despair and in the midst of trauma, there is strength that comes out of it. And you choosing to create your own lane is amazing in itself. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because they always say, if you can't find anybody to do it, then you do it yourself. So,
right.
And how long have you been doing this podcast, No Hard Feelings, kinda?
Just since August, this past August. Mm. The idea, I think, was kind of born maybe about a year-ish prior to that. And, you know, it was just like this idea that I couldn't let go. You know, I kept thinking about it and thinking about it.
Right.
And I finally just started to, you know, I just sat down one day and I'm like, all right, well, let me actually see what it would take to do it, you know? And,
right.
And so I just started eventually, but yeah, it's been so wonderful. And I mean, I've gotten to talk to people all over the world, you know, just like you were saying earlier, like people that you wouldn't have met otherwise. And, it's such an incredible thing, and to connect with people just from all different backgrounds, different ages, different cultures, everything. And you find that you have things in common, or you have things that you can relate and connect on. It's really beautiful.
It really is. And that's one of the things about this particular podcast is that I'm noticing is, as I said earlier, I pretty much went around just my circle of people and my circle of friends and then their friends. So I would interview their friends. And so, and it would still kind of be housed in this one little circle. Right. But now I'm able to talk to people, man, I've talked to I've talked to so many people that are just like, oh man, it's just so amazing. And then it gives, well, I can't speak for you, but it gives me a feeling of happiness knowing that, you know what, man, there are people out here who may be overcoming whatever obstacles they're overcoming, but they're doing it. And it's giving me motivation and giving me inspiration to continue to keep going, which is that's my mantra, which is keep going. And yeah, I know you have a mantra also, or you have a motto also, which is you could do worse. And you're absolutely right about that. You know, we all could do worse. And there's something to be said about that, because given everything that's going on right now in the world, some things are pretty good. The majority of it is not good, but
right,
it could be a lot worse than what it is now. You know what I mean?
True. And so yes, very much so.
So I do believe, you know, being able to have conversations with people that you are completely unfamiliar with is something it brings something more out of you, you know, because it opens up a brand new world. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And while you're learning about other people and their stories and what they've gone through, you're at the same time learning a lot about yourself too, because you're finding that, at least for me anyway, like a resilience and compassion and things that maybe I knew I had, but that I were never really tapped into.
Right.
And this is a definite way to get into that and really open that up. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was going to be one of my questions to ask you, you know, what do you love to do? But I guess it would be something similar to this. And you know, podcasting and whatnot, you know, that's truly your love. And is that what you found once you continue to do it more and more? You found that you've gotten a pretty heavy love for it now?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And like you, I always loved talking to people. I'm very outgoing and always been a people person. So I knew that was something that I would really enjoy. And I don't know if you run into this too, but like, you know, some topics get very heavy, which is totally okay. That's actually the whole sort of purpose of my podcast is, you know, that we heal with humor.
Right.
And,
right.
But you know, when you are creating a space for these stories, it's hard sometimes not to carry the trauma of someone else with you. And so that's something that I've learned, I think, just over the last few months, of being able to be present in the moment, but then when it's over, when the episode is done, to really, you know, okay, that, let that be the end of it, because it's not my burden to carry. And if you start carrying all these other people's stories, it's very depleting. So, you know, that's something I have learned in the last few months.
Let's talk about that a little bit more. When it comes to being an empath, I think that's kind of like the new buzzword right now, being an empath. Well, you know, it's been a new word over the last few years now. And I think a lot of people have that feeling of carrying the burdens of other people. When did you recognize that was something you were doing? And I know how you said earlier, well, I now know how to try to remove it by simply saying, okay, this was just a moment. With this podcast episode was a moment, and now this moment has passed, so I now can release it. But at what point, can you walk me through a moment where when you recognize that, okay, I am carrying this and I need to stop?
Absolutely. And I think I've always been that way a lot of my life, where, you know, just even with you know, sometimes you meet people randomly and they might tell you a little bit about themselves, of like, you know, maybe a spouse recently passed away or whatever it is, something heavy.
Right.
And I would find myself, like, even just as they were telling me, like, getting teary-eyed and feeling this, like, overwhelming despair or sadness for them. And so I've always had that, but I never really, I guess, articulated it to myself, like, to recognize, like, hey, you're doing this thing and you don't have to.
Right.
Or there's a way to not do that and still be caring and be present. So it really wasn't until the podcast where that became more obvious to me that I was doing that. And, you know, that, like, for instance, you know, there's a few different people that have been on my show that are sexual assault survivors. Mm. And that is such a heavy burden for them to bear, and I can relate to it because I am one as well. Mm. So not knowing, really even having the firsthand experience of knowing what they are going through and have gone through, and then when it reminds you of your own trauma, it can be very overwhelming. But I think I very quickly, within maybe the first couple of episodes that I did with having guests on, realized that, okay, this is consuming me in a way that is not healthy. And it really, I think because I'm a very, I don't know the right word I'm looking for here, but like very black and white. Like if I just tell myself, you know, very seriously, very sternly, like, okay, don't do this or right. Stop doing this,
right.
You know, I kind of listen to myself, and maybe that's not the case for everybody. Maybe it's not that easy for other people. I wish I had the answers of like how, you know, not to do it. But I think me, you know, it was just being conscious about it and being aware of it that really helped me start to separate those things.
Those things, yeah. Yeah, it can definitely be a challenge to try and remove yourself from these things. I mean, I've dealt with it myself, still deal with it sometimes, because especially if someone gives you a really, really, not sad story, but a tragic story, you know,
right.
the person in me, the Virgo in me, I guess you can say, is, you know, I want to try and help alleviate some of the pressures of the issue that you're dealing with. And that is one thing that I'm learning a lot more now overall, is I can't carry everyone's burdens. Last year was a really pivotal year for me, in the sense of my health, because I was focused so much on trying to help other people that I didn't even realize that I was suffering from high blood pressure and all these different things, because I'm constantly trying to help other people. And I'm not saying that is the main culprit or the main reason why I had high blood pressure and anxiety and, you know, all that stuff or whatever, but stress does take a toll on you. And
sure.
You know, carrying, and I felt a lot of it had to do with me carrying the burden of other people, because I've opted myself into helping them, you know, and sometimes what I had to recognize last year, late into the last year, what I had to recognize is you can't fix the world. So don't try to.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I can 100% relate to what you're saying about having conversations with people, listening to their traumatic experiences, you know, and trying to either help it or trying to understand more. And that's why you kind of incorporate yourself into that situation, but then you have to release it. So I'm glad that you again recognize that was something that you had to kind of modify in your life, because you don't want to carry that, you know?
Yeah. You really don't. Yeah. Thank you.
So,
and I just have to say, you said you're a Virgo?
I am, yes.
I am too.
Oh, really? What's your date of birth? Well, what's your birthday, the day?
August 31st.
Nice. I am on the latter part of the Virgo. I'm a September 20 baby. So I'm on the, I'm closer to the Libra side than the other side. But yeah, we, you know how we are with Virgos. You know, we procrastinate. Yes. we tend to try to overthink things. Or we tend to overthink things significantly. Mm-hmm. You know, some people call it ADHD. You know, other people can call it, you can call it whatever you want. But at the end of the day, we are, you know, we are a unique people. We are perfectionists by nature.
Yes.
And oftentimes we can be black and white. Like when the situation calls for it, we can be black and white. Say, mm-hmm. okay, no, it's this, and you can't change my mind about it. So
right.
You know, but so this is so fascinating to talk with you because it's a breath of fresh air. Because I'm talking to a fellow Virgo, and two. I understand exactly where you're coming from with all of the things that you mentioned and the reasons behind you starting the podcast. And I'll tell a brief story. This is very brief. So my reason for starting a podcast, actually my reason for starting my entire production company, which is called Angolio Company, my reason for starting this is because many, many years ago, there was somebody who told me I couldn't do it. And so I initially wanted to be a writer and a filmmaker, and which I am. I've done a couple of short films and whatnot, but I was in a writing room or I was in a meetup. They had a meetup or whatever back in my hometown. And basically the guy told me, well, no, you can't do that. So why would you even try to do that? Why would you try to be a writer? I said, why not? I don't want to be like the next, you know, Tyler Perry or the next, what's the guy's name? Brian Grazer from, anyway, I wanted to be the next popping filmmaker. Right. And so, and so I was told, no, you can't do that. So don't even try to do that. And I said, okay, just watch me hold my beer.
Right.
You know, while I do that. And so, and that's the whole reason for that. And then it eventually gravitated more towards audio, because I do truly believe that audio is the way to go. You know, video is cool, but audio is like you can consume it a lot more, you know.
Right.
But no, I love this though.
What a miserable individual that person sounds like.
Oh yeah, it was a writing room, and it was a group of writers, and we all were meeting up, and they would meet up every week to kind of go over like scripts and things that they, manuscripts that they've written. And their goal was to get some manuscripts together, you know, and send them off to movie companies, to production companies and stuff like that, with the hopes of being seen and with the hopes of being picked up by one of these Warner Brothers or Universal or whatever. So their idea was to go that route. But my idea was, well, why not just create your own thing? You know, create your own production company, work on your own script, produce your own script, film it, get a couple people to film it, and then distribute it on YouTube. This is before YouTube got really, really big. This is back in 2000. Mm-hmm. I mean, YouTube has always been big, but this was back in 2015 is when this happened.
Okay.
And so I was like, yeah, just, you know, just do it. I want to do it that way. I want to distribute it on YouTube. That way I can control all the money, yada, yada, yada. And he was like, no, why? Don't do that. Just stick to writing. And I said, okay, you know what? This will be the last time I come to this goddamn place. And so, and I hadn't been back since. My bad for cursing. My apologies for that. But he pissed me off. And I said, you know what? This is it. So let me start this. And that started my entire creative journey. And so, and I've been so focused on it. But I will say this much, though. You are an amazing storyteller.
Oh, thank you.
I listened to one of your podcast episodes, and you had a I'm sorry for laughing, but you had a fight. Can you please talk about this, where you had a fight with a skunk? Man, I was you When I was listening to it, I was laughing so hard. And my wife was like, what are you laughing at? And I was like, you got to hear this. And so she listened to it. And it was like maybe the first 10 minutes of your podcast. Because you started talking about, you know, with your ex and whatnot. But that first few minutes, and then you summed it all up and said, well, yeah, you know, fighting a skunk was not on my bingo cards for 2025. I fell out laughing when you said that. Because you have please got to tell the audience that story because it is hilarious.
Yeah. It was so random.
No, I was just going to say, and then you said something about you were screaming at it to get out of here like my husband and I found a burner phone. It's my husband and I found a burner phone. Okay, yeah. I'm going to stop. You got to tell the story because it is hilarious.
Yeah, so I have a 5-pound chihuahua, and she's just this little princess. She's, you know, I carry her everywhere, and I'm very used to her always, you know, kind of hovering around, you know, always wanting me to pick her up and all that. So this one day I'm outside and I had the garage open. And I was sitting in a chair, and I don't remember what I was doing exactly, but all of a sudden I felt, you know, this like bump, bump, bump on my leg, and just how it feels whenever she nudges me to pick her up. But immediately I'm like, well, she's inside. Like, I know she's not out here. So I look down, and there's this little black furry face bumping my leg, and I think I was just in shock for a minute. I kind of just sat there, and then it started to walk out from under my chair, and it was a skunk. And he was, first of all, he was huge, and I was like, oh my god! And so I get up, I take these two big giant steps away from it, and there happened to be a broom nearby, so I grabbed the broom. And I don't know what to do with this thing. It's like coming towards me. And so I just, you know, I kind of put the broom like in front of it, and it grabs the, you know, the broom part with its like creepy little fingers, you know? And it's like fighting me. I am sparring with this skunk now in my garage. And I'm, you know, screaming at it, like, I get exactly that, like as if I found a burner phone from my husband, like, get out of here. and so finally, and every time I would kind of like shove it with the broom, it would come back more aggressive. And finally, I give it this like big heave, and it does start to walk away. But when it does, going down the driveway, I look at it and I'm like, something's wrong with this thing. Like, you could tell it was walking funny. Mm-hmm. And so I call my neighbor because it's heading for his house. And I'm like, you know, this skunk is outside, you know, it's heading your way. Anyway, he looks out the window and he sees it and he goes, oh yeah, that thing has rabies. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, here I was so close to the skunk. You know, first it was bumping my leg. Right. And then we were like in a, you know, in a brawl, like a barroom brawl.
Throwing beer everywhere and stuff.
Right. I mean, you know, we were both getting ready to fight dirty, I think. But, you know, I survived. I lived to tell about it. And I don't know whatever happened to that skunk, because the neighbors all went looking for him. They couldn't find him. So he probably went off somewhere and died. But, and that's what happens when you live in the mountains. I live in the mountains, so it's, you know, a little, it's like the Wild West out here sometimes.
Really? So wait, so what part of where do you live? Are you living in the Pacific Northwest or?
So I live in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like where I live is very mountainous.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. So I know about the Appalachia Mountains and Appalachian Mountains, and people have. See, this is the reason why we shouldn't be on TikTok and all these social media platforms, because I've heard all kind of horror stories about stuff, and they've always talked about Appalachian Mountains, and they would always talk about like feral people and animals that are like so. First of all, are you familiar with those type of things, like hearing that type of stuff or whatever?
Oh yeah. So the Appalachian Trail part of it is actually very close to where I live.
Oh, okay.
And so we actually get a lot of people that are hiking the trail, and they'll come down through town, you know, to take a break or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we see a lot of those people that are hiking. And but yeah, there's lots of stories about the Appalachian Trail. And I always make a joke that, like, I'm pretty sure my neighbors eat people. Oh. I know it's terrible. But, like, you know, it's a little the hills have eyes-ish around here.
That, first of all, that movie was absolutely scary. You know, the original one.
Yes.
The original one. Yes. I don't know about the newer one, but the original one was absolutely brutal. And so, but that is again, pardon my naivete with this, but that is an actual thing. Like, there are people. Have you experienced anything living in the mountains? Anything that's considered out of the ordinary, or that's scary as hell?
Well, yes.
Oh crap! I was hoping you didn't, but oh crap! Okay.
So there's actually quite a few. When I was a kid, there was devil worshippers would meet out probably about like less than a mile from my house, in this like very wooded, secluded area. And a lot of the, like, my neighbors and people around that area would need to keep their pets inside, because what started happening was their pets would go missing. Wow. And then a day or two later, they would find the pet positioned in a sacrificial type of way.
Oh, crap.
On their property. Yeah. It was really, really sick. But, you know, that went on when I was a kid for a few years. And they sort of dissipated, I think, eventually. But, and there's... There was also a mental institution that was up the mountain, and it also kind of kept back ways secluded. Mm. But these people would escape all the time.
Like,
constantly.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it was not abnormal to just like be at home and get a phone call of like, hey, you know, two or three, you know, these people escaped from the mental institution. So just kind of keep your doors locked, your windows locked, all that stuff.
Wow.
So, but eventually that place got shut down. I can't imagine why.
I would hope so. Hell. What the hell? So, wow. So, okay. Because I've always been afraid of going to the mountains, and my wife has been over the last few weeks. She's been like, "Oh, I want to go there for Christmas and go to the snow." And I'm like, "You sure about that?" And she said, and she's like, "Yeah, I want to go out there because I always heard it was great out there. Like, oh, I just want to experience the snow, and I want to experience like, you know, just a weather, just a winter, you know, with a fireplace in the front." And I'm like, "You sure about that? You sure about that?" And she said, "Yeah, I want to go." I said, "Okay. I mean, you've seen some true crime stories about this stuff, so you sure you want to go out there?" I'm trying to talk her out of it, obviously, in my most, you know, cynical way or whatever. But she is she's hell bent on wanting to go out there to the mountains, and I'm like, "Okay,
okay." So let me say, there are absolutely beautiful and safe places in the mountains to go. You know, especially in Pennsylvania, there's an area called the Poconos.
Oh, I love the Poconos. I've heard about the Poconos.
Yes. It is gorgeous there.
It is.
And I've been a couple of times, and it's so much fun. It's really relaxing. You know, that is a great place to go, especially if you want that ambiance that your wife was describing.
Yes. And she is. And I think we will. We'll probably end up going. I never thought about the Poconos. I've heard about the Poconos, but I've never been before. Yeah. I've only been to Pennsylvania once, which was in Philadelphia. But I would love to go out there to the Poconos and even the Ozarks. I heard the Ozarks is actually pretty cool, too. Around the Arkansas area and whatnot. But that's crazy. Okay. The hills have eyes type thing. You kind of got me spooked a little bit with that one. But I do want to change gears a little bit, or switch gears, which is like one of the last things I do want to ask you about. There's a part of the show that we always ask our guests, what grinds your gears? Like, what pisses you off right now? And it could be anything.
I thought you'd never ask. I have a list.
Really?
All right. Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. If you want, I'll just rapid fire them.
Yeah, just go with them. Yeah.
Okay. People who reply the letter K instead of okay.
I can get that.
I'm sorry.
I think there's some level of pettiness with that, though. Like, whenever they, because they know how people are.
When yes.
They get, yeah. Okay. You're like, oh, that's all you're gonna say? Really? That's it? Okay. That's all you have to say?
Damn exactly. It. Exactly. When someone takes forever to order at a place that they've been before, like, you didn't just discover Subway. Okay. You've had time.
Right.
Let's see. When someone says, like, you know, just real quick, and then they steal 45 minutes of your life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah.
I could have done a whole lot of nothing in that time, but I'm still mad about it.
Yeah. Hey, real quick. I just got one quick question. And then next thing you know, they go into a 10-minute rant about something. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Leaving cabinets or drawers is in the kitchen half open. Like, so now just, you know, the kitchen's just unsafe for everybody. parking over the line in an empty parking lot, like, it's just you and God out there, but God is disappointed in you,
right?
And let's see here. Oh, people who click a pen repeatedly, like, you know, just like a nervous thing, I guess.
Oh, they just like an ADHD. Yeah, like an ADHD, or not, like a nervous tic or something, or they're doing anxiety.
Exactly. And people who cut in line, like at a store or something, because they're just asking a question. I'm sorry, Socrates, you know, get to the end of the line.
Right.
And people who watch you carry like a bunch of stuff and don't offer any help at all. And people who use a speakerphone in public, like, this is not a town hall meeting.
Oh,
you know?
My goodness. Yeah, you're right about that. Oh, that grinds everyone's gears. Like, dude, like, okay, you can't wait. You know, you can't talk to somebody on the phone or whatever. You can't put the phone to your ear and tell them that you have, like, you know, $5 in your bank account. You know, you can't do that. Like, what the hell?
Exactly. And, I'll get as petty as, like, when someone's stirring a drink way too aggressively. Like, that bothers me.
True story. I actually have a friend who does that. And one time we went to a brunch spot, and she ordered a coffee with creamer and stuff like that, yada yada. And so when she got the coffee back, and she was like, oh, they didn't mix it properly. And so she started mixing it like like stirring it, like she's trying to stir like bread or something, like knead bread. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? She said, they didn't fix it right. I said, well, just take it back and let them do it again. She said, no, because I don't want them to spit in my coffee or anything. And so she just started and she does it all the time. Like, it's, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what are you mad at?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I could literally go on probably for hours, you know, like people who breathe loudly for no reason.
Right. I do have one I do want to add to that. I know it's not mine, but I do want to add, when you mentioned about the parking spots, one thing that grinds my gears more than anything is that if there's a if there's a completely empty parking lot, you park your car on one side and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and park right next to you. Like, dude, there's like five or six different spots right next to you. Like, you got to park right next to me. Like, what the hell, man?
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. Wow. That is crazy. Yeah. I'm glad you came with a list, though, because, you know, people need to hear this. They need to hear, like, yo, like, there are things out here that can really aggravate people. And it's the smallest thing sometimes, you know. It doesn't always have to be something overly aggressive or whatever. It's just simple things. And so, no, I get that. But this is good stuff, yo. This is really, really good stuff. But before...
Well, thank you.
Yeah, now before we go, I do have one bonus question to ask.
Okay.
If you can recommend anything to the audience, whether it be a movie, a TV show, a song, a book, podcast, anything, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's a great question. So what I would probably say, I have two answers, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
The one, and this is nothing new. This is a book that has been around for quite some time, and I'm sure most people have heard of it. But the book Eat, Pray, Love, that then became a movie later.
Oh, yeah.
That book changed my life, like, completely. It's the only book I've ever, and I love to read. I'm a big, big reader. And that is the only book that I have ever actually stopped, gotten a highlighter out, and went back and was like highlighting certain things and putting little dog ears in pages. That book literally changed my life. So I highly recommend that book to anyone and everyone. And currently, other than my own podcast, I would recommend a podcast called The Last Clue. They are a true crime podcast, and they are doing really, really amazing work and really dedicated to the cause of bringing awareness to cases that are lesser known or that really need to be reopened, all different kinds of reasons, but they're very passionate about it, and I'm a big supporter of theirs.
Okay. The Last Clue. Okay. I am going to subscribe to that one because I like that idea.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much, Miss JoJo. I really, really appreciate this conversation. It was amazing. It was hilarious and amazing.
Well, thank you. And you are so welcome. And this was wonderful. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you. Where can everybody find you?
So you can find No Hard Feelings, kinda, on all the major platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. I'm also on YouTube. So you can either search No Hard Feelings, kinda, or you can type in the letters NHFK podcast. Either one will bring you right to me. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. Same thing, just search No Hard Feelings, kinda. And there is also a private Facebook group, which is called No Hard Feelings, kinda, the After Party. And that is where anyone and everyone can join. And it's just a place to hang out. It's really to build that community of, you know, what I was talking about earlier of like, where are those people when we're looking for them, you know, when we're going through stuff, well, this is where they're at. They're hanging out at the after party. So anybody is welcome to join.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And I'll be sure to put all of those links in the show notes at the bottom. So that way you can just immediately go straight to the Facebook group or go to the website or even go to the podcast platforms and listen at your enjoyment. I wish you all the success with No Hard Feelings, kinda. I think I love the idea. I love your storytelling. I love everything about this. So I feel it's going to grow and become a significant force for people needing an outlet to either to listen to something, you know, to help go through things or help get past things, and also just, you know, to get a laugh or two. So I wish you all the best with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Until the next time, y'all, this is Eric with EC Convos, and I will see you on the flip side. Peace.